Hello and welcome back to Cover to Cover. We have already made two podcasts about Tolstoy's marvelous novel, Anna Karenina, and you can find those two podcasts in the list of episodes. This evening, we want to speak in particular about the last years of Tolstoy's life and indeed his funeral. In one of those podcasts about Anna Karenina, I mentioned the letter that Tolstoy wrote to another Russian writer, in which Tolstoy asserted that the aim of an artist is not to solve a problem irrefutably, but to make people love life in all its countless, inexhaustible manifestations. Well, to put it simply, after Anna Karenina, everything changed. Just like Levin in the novel, Tolstoy had found a spiritual belief, and that led him to renounce that conception of artistic endeavor and instead to concentrate on providing irrefutable solutions to the problems of life. Anna Karenina was published in 1877, and Tolstoy did not die until 1910. In those intervening years, more than three decades, he published a lot more writing. There were fictional pieces like the Kreutzer Sonata, for example, or Resurrection, but those fictional pieces become increasingly preachy. The moral lessons begin to weigh heavily on the artistry. A lot of the writing was polemical writing, tracts and pamphlets. Tolstoy had become less interested in the countless, inexhaustible manifestations of life and much more concerned with social, ethical, religious and political questions. So he wrote about anarchism and pacifism. He wrote about the notion of non-violent resistance, which was a very big influence on Gandhi and also to some extent on Martin Luther King. He wrote about the wrongfulness of owning property. He wrote about economics. He read about economics and generally dabbled in all kinds of social and geopolitical questions. And he had a very, very strong sense, which comes out powerfully in the novella Resurrection, a very strong sense of the hypocrisy of the legal system and the posturing and the emptiness and vanity of so much official legal procedure. What some critics have suggested, and this seems to me well-founded, is that essentially, in Anna Karenina, Tolstoy consumed the fundamental elements of his own biography. He chewed up not only his courtship of his wife Sonia, he chewed up his own marriage. As he lived it, he was pouring these experiences into his book. And of course, he also poured into the book the story of his own struggle for religious enlightenment. So to a certain extent, after Anna Karenina was completed, Tolstoy, as a writer of fiction, had written himself out. And yet he still had 30 years to live. Tolstoy was the fourth of five children. His mother had died when he was only 2 years old. His father when he was nine. He had three brothers and a sister, and he grew up on that very same estate as the one to which Levin goes with Kitty in the novel, the same field, the very same marshes where Levin and Stiva go to shoot gripe, a type of bird. And there is a wonderful scene of them driving to those marshes with the young man, Veslovsky, who flirts with Kitty and who is unceremoniously ejected from the household by a jealous Levin. Those same woods and marshes that surrounded Yashnaya Polyana, the estate where he grew up, the very same fields where he would cut the hay with the peasants or tend to a sick cow, go to the honey house and look after the bees, the area where he spent the majority of his life. And indeed, there's a wonderful story about him and Nikolai, which relates to his funeral in 1910. Nikolai told him, when they were both children, that he had buried in the woods near their home a green stick, and that written on this green stick was the secret of happiness, words that would stop people from suffering any kind of misfortune, stop them from quarreling and fighting. This is what Nikolai told him. And this green stick was buried in a particular part of the woods, in a particular glade, G-L-A-D-E, glade. And indeed, my Ukrainian colleague Tanya told me that those two Russian words, Yashnaya Polyana, can actually be translated into English as clear glade. Polyana means glade. And Tolstoy knew, of course, where this glade was, but he did not know exactly where in the glade the green stick had been buried. Now, in those last 30 years of his life, in which his attention turned mainly to questions of justice, social justice, and spirituality, he became increasingly Christian. And at the same time, he became increasingly an opponent of the established Russian church. He opposed their doctrines, he refused their authority, he claimed that their doctrines were erroneous. And this dispute between Tolstoy and the Russian Orthodox Church became so notorious, so acrimonious, that he was expelled from the church. It was officially announced that he had been excommunicated. By this time, Tolstoy was a famous person, not only in Russia, but as far away as South Africa, where, as we have seen, Gandhi was one person who was much influenced by his writing. But despite this pronouncement by the church, by the end of this long and remarkable life, Tolstoy was increasingly seen by the ordinary people as a kind of prophet or seer, S-E-E-R. For example, back in the 1870s, Tolstoy had first been involved in famine relief work when a famine would sweep a local area of Russia. And in the 1890s, there was again famine in the area of Russia where Tolstoy lived, and he threw himself into organizing famine relief for the country folk in this particular rural district. And while he was a strange and eccentric and quarrelsome person, his efforts in relation to this famine relief made him a hero in the eyes of many of the ordinary folk in Russia. And so when he died in 1910, thousands of people went to his funeral, not just local people, but people coming from as far as Moscow and beyond. Of course, because he had been expelled from the church, he could not be buried in what the church considered consecrated ground, i.e. in the cemetery belonging to the local church. But Tolstoy had already said that he wanted to be buried in that glade, in those woods, where so many decades before his dearly loved older brother Nikolai had buried the green stick. And on the day of the funeral, there were something like 60 or 70 soldiers, as well as a contingent of state police, all there to maintain order among the crowds And indeed, there were also church dignitaries, but they were, of course, not taking part in the funeral as such, but just observing. Tolstoy's body was loaded onto a cart, pulled down the lane, across the fields, and into the wood where the green stick containing the secret of human happiness had been buried. And the story is that the mourners spontaneously began to sing a hymn that is traditionally sung at Russian funerals and shouted at the police and soldiers, "Get down on your knees. Show respect to the master. Show respect to this great man." And sheepishly, many of those soldiers and policemen did get down on their knees.